All eyes on Indy. As the trek toward the 2017 season gets underway.
We're getting ready for one thing, and it's try to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl.
This time of year, it's about trusting the process. And the Packers' process is unflappable. They draft, develop, and unearth talent as well as anyone.
Touchdown, Geronimo Allison!
While time spent at the combine is focused on draft prep,
hit from behind, he's sacked!
Free agency is also top of mind.
We want all of our free agents back. There are guys, that's the way we view it, but this is business, and it's never easy.
The unpredictability of the offseason is upon us. We'll break down the biggest headlines from Indianapolis next on Total Packers. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Total Packers, our special At the Combine edition. Larry McCarron, Wes Hodquitz, and Mike Spofford coming to you from Indianapolis, where we have spent the better part of a week at the NFL Scouting Combine. And gentlemen, if you could, how about a Green Bay Packer headline from what you've seen?
Yeah, Larry, I think it starts with Eddie Lacy. And this is a guy I know a lot of Packer fans have been asking about for the better part of the last 2 months, where he's at. Mike McCarthy mentioned he actually had a conversation with him last week in working down at the University of Alabama, coming back from that ankle injury. And they're leaving the door open for him to be back in 2017. Actually, I think the Packers are pretty intrigued about the possibilities of him being back in this offense and the 1-2 punch he could potentially provide with Ty Montgomery. We've seen what Eddie Lacy can do when he's healthy, when he's at his 100%. And I think with Packers, I mean, with that knowledge base, they're still excited about his potential going forward. You have to see how the business side of it works out, though.
You know, if they took a vote in the locker room on Eddie Lacy, whether to bring him back or not, it would be unanimous for him. The guys love Eddie Lacy,
yeah,
don't they?
He has an infectious personality, too. I mean, you can talk to anybody in that room. He's a transcendent player. Every position group is obviously really, you know, infatuated with what he can do on the field and also the personality he kind of brings.
Spoff, how about your number one Packer headline?
Well, I'll dovetail off of what Wes said, and that is the language that I heard from Mike McCarthy that was perhaps as strong, if not stronger, in terms of bringing back one of his core players, right guard T.J. Lang. You said maybe a unanimous vote to bring back Eddie Lacy in that locker room. T.J. Lang might be right up there as well. Mike McCarthy talked about his leadership not only in the offensive line room but in the locker room as a whole. He called him the finest offensive lineman he's had the pleasure of coaching in 20-plus years in the NFL. That's the type of compliment Mike McCarthy doesn't just throw out there on a whim. He sounded to me like a head coach who really does not want to have to replace his Pro Bowl right guard.
Spoff, I'm sure you would agree with this from what you just said, but I've got to bring it up. T.J. Lang is one of those glue guys. He is one of those guys that give your team its heart, its soul. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely. And when you look at just over the course of his career, not just in 2016, but years past, the injuries that he's played through, the times that he's really put his body on the line when it wasn't even close to 100%, and getting out there and not just playing and gutting it out, which is one thing, but continuing to play at the level that he does. And he's gone through a hip surgery this offseason. He's trying to get that broken foot to heal as well. But T.J. Lang, I think, feels like he can come into 2017 awfully healthy, and the Packers are going to do what they can to try to bring him back.
Let's broaden this free agent discussion out a bit. How do you think it's going to pan out? The Packers not only have quantity in free agents, they have quality, and we've mentioned a couple already. How do you think it's going to pan out?
Well, Larry, this is why we're sitting here talking about this, and Ted Thompson is the one making the GM calls, because it's a tough, tough job.
Are you saying we're not qualified? You know what? He's absolutely right.
I don't think I have the fortitude to be able to go out there and make these calls, because this is really the situations, the decisions you make in these weeks and months to come are the ones that influence whether or not you're going to be winning a championship in 2017. The Packers have stayed in the hunt because they've developed good players, because they've drafted good players. But now the question is for Ted Thompson, that personnel department, who do you bring back? And that's not an enviable, really, decision to make.
Spaff, how are you looking at these tough calls coming up?
Yeah, I tell you, I certainly wouldn't want to be the one having to make these decisions. We mentioned Lang and Lacy. You've got Nick Perry and Julius Peppers, his decision on his future, whether he continues to play. Micah Hyde, who is so important to the defense down the stretch. Dayton Jones, a former first-round draft pick. The list goes on and on of the guys that the Packers have to figure out who fits for the future, who fits under the salary cap, all of those types of issues. And it's a lot to sort out at the same time you're trying to scout all these guys for the combine and figure out what you're going to do in the draft as well. It's a really, really busy offseason time.
Folks, I got a confession to make. I truly care about the eight young guys the Packers are going to draft. These guys, they care about all 300 and some that are here at the combine. I could ask Spaff, what was Ryan Ramczyk's second grade teacher's name? He would say Mrs. Oakley. I wouldn't know if he's right or not, but he'll say it right away. Anyway, guys, speaking of this group here, the combine invitees that have been going through the paces this week, what jumps out at you? Maybe a guy or two.
David Joku from Miami of Florida. For so many years, Larry, we've been talking.
Second grade teacher's name?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay.
But for so many years, we've been talking about how the tight end class isn't a strength. Well, this year it actually is. It's deep. In Joku, a former receiver, you look at his skill set, his attributes, a lot of talent. I think he's a guy that a lot of teams are going to be taking a look at, drawing some comparisons to Greg Olsen.
Spaff?
Yeah, it's hard for me not to talk about Christian McCaffrey. And I know Packers fans are
I think it's
really
a case of like a man crush. What do you think?
I don't know if I'd go that far. But yeah, this guy, you talk about an all-everything, all-around offensive weapon. He scored touchdowns four different ways in college, running the ball, catching the ball, returning punts and kickoffs. I'm really intrigued. Whether he ends up in Green Bay or not, I have no idea. But I'm really intrigued what a creative offensive mind, whether it be a head coach, an offensive coordinator, can do with a guy like this. He tested pretty much off the charts, I think, from what we've heard. And they're talking about him being available possibly as high as the first round.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Coming up, we'll sit down with Mike McCarthy, and then after that, Ted Thompson. We've got it all right here on Total Packers. Stay with us. Welcome back. Joining us now, Packers head coach Mike McCarthy. And Mike, thanks for being with us in the scouting combine. What do you got to take out of it for it to be a successful week or so for you?
Well, it's successful, just the fact that we're here and the players are here. I would say really two things. The medical, you know, examinations are critical to, you know, getting that information on all these prospects and in the interviews. The workouts are great. The video of the workouts is even better. But the interaction between the players during the workouts is something you like to see live. But this is an excellent process that you can gather a lot of info.
Mike, when you look at a prospect as a football player, do you have a number one quality? I want to see this in this kid or every kid.
Once again, I think at the end of the day, you're looking for grit and urgency and those types of things. But you want to see an energy to the young man because everybody has a certain, you know, level or style of energy because, frankly, they wouldn't be invited to come to Indianapolis if they obviously weren't a very, very good football player. So with that being said, because at the end of the day, when you bring players into your program, what kind of energy do they bring or you know, how do they fit into the flow of getting better and making the program better?
Mike, with the combine move back a little bit this year, it's kind of butted up right against free agency. Now, you guys, when you look at your free agents, there's not only quantity, but quality. I mean, it's a little nerve-wracking. No, that's approaching, and there's a possibility you can lose some guys you'd really like to hang on to.
Well, this is that business phase that everybody has to go through. It's tough, you know, on both the organization and the player. You obviously want your guys back. I mean, there's an investment from both sides, you know, from the coaches to the players and from the players to the organization. So, you definitely want to work through these. Frankly, I think it may help that the combine's closer to free agency because, you know, no one has a busier schedule than Russ Ball, you know, this week as far as the number of people that, you know, he's lined up to talk to and so forth. So this is probably, I would think around the league, I would think they'd feel this is a benefit to have everybody here in one place right up against free agency.
Mike, one day back at Lambeau Field, bumped into you, asked you how things were going in the offseason, and you said, we got off to a very unique start as a coaching staff. You were very enthusiastic about it. Could you share that start with us?
Definitely. We went through the exit interviews with the players and then with the coaches and then with the support staff. So that was really, you know, the making of the first couple weeks. And then really the last 2 weeks prior to the combine, we went through an exercise where the offense broke down all 19-day games of the defense, vice versa. And just the conversation over the two-week period, the amount of work that was done, it was a great exercise. And clearly as a football staff, we're better today than we were, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Coaching staff, no major changes, but you did tweak it a bit. Could you talk about David Rye and what exactly a perimeter coach is?
Well, really, his title reflects his job. You know, David worked exclusively with the offensive line last year, but he did a lot of things, particularly for the offensive staff, and really the focus with me getting ready for game day and how we approach the game. So he'll be working with primarily the perimeter group now, and he'll work more directly with me and Edgar Bennett. So it's an expanded role. The only thing is he doesn't have his own, you know, group of his position group.
And, Mike, once again, you bypassed yours truly and named Jeff Blasco assistant offensive line coach. Good young teacher.
Yeah, he just blew you out of the water, Larry. It was, I just got to be straight about it. Wasn't even close. But, yeah, Jeff is an outstanding young coach and has a bright future. Did a really good job, you know, as our coaching assistant last year. And he'll be a great fit to replace David there.
Mike, you mentioned getting better, but you also consistently say our biggest improvement will come from within. Do you feel that once again this offseason?
Absolutely, without a doubt, and I know it's my personal focus to how do you improve the process of that. The one thing we can control is working with the people that are already here. I mean, that's guaranteed. Those young players have to make the jump from year one to two or year two to three, and it's our responsibility to make sure we research, study, enhance the teaching resources and environments to make sure that these players, you know, ascend and make an impact in this upcoming season.
One other thing for you, Mike, and I was thinking about it as I look at your second year guys coming in year two, and you look at that group with Clark, Spriggs, Fackrell, Martinez, Lowry, Davis. What a collection of, you talk about improvement from within, what a collection of second-year guys.
Excellent group of young guys, and really, if you look at the second half of all their seasons, if that could be the springboard to go to a different level, I think each and every one of them will be satisfied, and they'll definitely make an impact on our football team.
Mike, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Good seeing you.
Mike McCarthy, everybody. We'll be back with more of Total Packers in just a moment.
The NFL Combine Experience provided fans unprecedented access to this year's Combine. Now let's get back to the task at hand as Packers General Manager Ted Thompson joins us.
Ted, welcome. Thanks for the time during a busy time. When you're down here, number one attribute you look for in a prospect?
It's not what you think. It's not, you know, fastest, strongest, and all that. I think it's somebody with a good heart. I think you got to have that before all the other stuff.
Speaking of which, now I'm guessing as a player, and I say this in a complimentary sense, because that's what I was, I think, look at you as a former player who's a try-hard guy. Are you partial, when you look at guys, are you partial to try-hard guys?
I don't think so.
Really?
No, I think I'm fine with the try-hard thing, but I want try-hard guys that can play. And I wasn't a particularly good player.
That really surprises me. Well, anyway, that says something. Talent is important, huh?
Yes, it is. Talent beats a lot of things.
Ted, if my math is correct, this has got to be like your 25th or 26th combine. What has that experience taught you? That's a lot of combines.
It is a lot. Time moves on. And players come and go. And you think you have all the answers, and you know you don't. But you try to convince everybody that you do. And you try to make good decisions. And it's not all about the combine. All 32 teams are hoping to add some vibrant young players to their roster. And hopefully they make good contributions going forward.
Ted, has the combine over the years, has the process changed much? Is it still pretty much the same thing?
It was a little bit more Wild West before. It's a little bit more structured. You know, before we'd have something in the schedule, and it wasn't a good thing. This is a good thing that something was supposed to start at 1 o'clock, and it might start at 4 because they can't get the truck started or something. So that way it's better. And I think it's better in a lot of ways, but there's nothing wrong with, once you get done with the combine, going to a pro day and sitting down with the player and maybe his mother and his father and being able to talk to him and that sort of thing.
Ted, you've got, from the outside looking in, some very tough decisions, like Pro Football Focus puts out their Hot 100 free agents. You guys got like 9 of them. Would you agree you got some really tough decisions coming up?
Yeah, I think they're always tough, you know, in terms of the degree of heat involved in it. But I look at any time there's a chance for us to be able to keep our own players, I'm a big proponent of that. I try not to focus on too much else.
Ted, do you think you get a fair shake? Your reputation is kind of on as a non-player in free agency. But if you look at the past, you know, going back as far as Ryan Pickett, Charles Woodson, Julius Peppers, Jared Cook, is that reputation maybe a little misleading in the sense you're more into quality over quantity of free agents?
Well, I would hope that that would be people's opinion, because that's what we're trying to do. We're not going to sign someone just for the sake of signing a player, and then we can pat ourselves on the back in the month of March, and it doesn't help us later on in the year.
How would you sum up the Green Bay Packers' 2016 season? How do you look at it now, in retrospect?
I thought it was courageous in a lot of ways on the part of our team. We ask a lot of players to do a lot of playing and stuff that they weren't maybe our first choices because of injuries and things like that. In the big picture thing, I was extraordinarily proud of our team of going forward when I don't think many people thought they could and being successful despite a lot of people thinking they shouldn't. And it was a team effort. But it's underappreciated because we didn't do what we wanted to do. And I think it's hard for your average person out there that's not involved with the team so closely to understand that you can't have both. Unless you're in that building every day, unless you're fighting and sweating and scratching and kicking like the rest of us and like our players, I don't think you can appreciate it at all. It's too difficult.
Thank you, Ted. Ted Thompson, everybody. We'll be back with more of Total Packers in just a moment.
Now Stafford's got it. Looks, rolls left, looking for somewhere to go. Stafford throws, end zone, it is caught! Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
It's a priority, but it takes two sides to do a deal. You know, I'm not making any promises one way or another, but I've always said since I've gotten here that I think Matthew's a good quarterback, and I'd like to have him here long term.
Lofts it deep over the middle. Intercepted high. Brenton Dix on the overthrow.
This year we experienced playing four different quarterbacks. We were a 6-10 team and a 3-13 team, and we have a lot of improving to do. We need more playmakers on both sides of the ball.
And it's loose! An 80-yard touchdown run by Adrian Peterson.
Adrian's a guy that has not ever been a free agent, so I think this is a good chance for him to go out and test the market and see what his value is.
Steps up. He can run for the first if he wants it.
Teddy is working extremely hard on getting back on the field as quickly as he can. There is no timeline because there hasn't been an injury like this. Very excited about what Sam was able to accomplish last year.
Loops it to the end zone for Diggs. Caught! Touchdown!
And I think he established himself with our players on how we played that he can lead this organization.
Ah, yes, the NFC North, and our designated Viking expert is Mike Spofford. Mike, Adrian Peterson, what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, the Vikings are not picking up his option for 2017. A little too expensive under the salary cap. He'll be a free agent, but they're not closing the door on a return. He's going to find out what he's worth. Maybe he comes back to Minnesota, maybe not.
Quarterback situation in Minnesota. Bradford, Bridgewater, how's that looking?
Well, they want Bridgewater to get healthy and hopefully be ready for 2017. No guarantees along those lines, which is why they traded a first-round draft pick last year for Sam Bradford, because he might be the Vikings quarterback for a little bit longer yet.
Tell you what, they need some offensive linemen in the worst way. Don't really care, but they need that. Okay, Wes, tell me about the Chicago Bears. And who's going to play quarterback on the lakefront down there?
Well, we're going to find out soon enough, and it doesn't really sound like it's going to be Jay Cutler. Some moves to be made yet, but it does sound like the Bears potentially could be moving on for him. Could Matt Barkley be a guy that could bridge the gap to a new player? We'll have to wait and see, but it doesn't look like it's going to be Jay Cutler leading the Bears in 2017.
Real quick, Spop. Detroit, same old Lions, getting better.
Well,
as per usual,
they need to get better on defense. They did pretty well on offense even without Calvin Johnson, but the defense let them down. I think that's where they're going to focus their offseason.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.